May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I wanted to see if I could find this place in the midst of all my scribbling in my Bible. This is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. Well, I'll start with verse 7. This is Paul just affirming the Thessalonians about their walk with the Lord. He said, "So you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." Thanks, James. "For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves report about us, what kind of reception we have with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God." The scripture, this is not what I was going to do, but when I heard him read that, whenever they do the gospel reading, I just sort of listen in case I get a signal that I'm supposed to do something else other than what I was prepared to do. And he talks about the ministry of John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who was a forerunner of Christ. It says in that Luke passage, which is a quote from Isaiah, that he came to prepare the way of the Lord. And so John the Baptist's anointing and the kind of ministry that John the Baptist carried is always preparation for fresh encounter, preparation for presence. You're going to live in the reality of the presence of the Lord. And the anointing that he carried was the anointing of repentance. Now, unfortunately, we live in a culture where when we hear the word repentance, you don't hear people talk about repentance very much. We think of it in terms of tent meetings and Bible thumpers and people making you feel guilty. If there's ever a time when preachers try to make you feel guilty, then you know that that's demonic. Because that's witchcraft. That's the way witchcraft functions, out of guilt. Now, a preacher or a teacher can admonish people, encourage people, even bring some correction. But if you try to motivate people just through guilt, manipulate them, then condemn them, then that's like the spirit of witchcraft. The scripture says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you ever go through condemnation, regardless of the reason, even if you feel like you deserve it, understand what you're experiencing is not God. God may be wanting to speak to you about what you did, but it'll have hope, even if it has correction. It may make you cry, but it won't make you feel condemned. There's a difference. But repentance comes from the word, just means to change your mind or to turn your mind, to change your mind. And we always think of it in terms of turning from sin, changing from sin. But the reality is you can't just by your own willpower, because in a sentimental way you feel really bad about your behavior, just turn from sin and stop sinning. This is why I love this passage in 1 Thessalonians. It says, "For they themselves report about us what kind of a reception we had with you and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God." Repentance is always about turning to God, about turning to Christ. And in turning to Christ, you're turning from something. Only turning to Christ in absolute utter dependence on Him can you have real victory of that for which you no longer want to do. But just by willpower turning, trying to turn from something and promising God you're going to do better is not going to do anything but guarantee future failure. Because one of the great principles of the law is the harder you try, the quicker and the harder you'll fall. Remember the thing, CTKers, little children's song that I taught my kids, the little chorus, "Do this and live. The law commands, but gives me neither feet nor hands. A better way His grace does bring. It bids me fly and gives me wings." And grace has a face, and that face is Jesus. And why John the Baptist, he says, he came to prepare the way of the Lord. Repentance prepares the way of the Lord. It's always about Jesus. Repentance is about turning to Jesus. Repentance is acknowledging, recognizing. I mean, when you got saved, you didn't just come to a place one day when you realized it was awful being a sinner, and so you just promised God you weren't going to be a sinner anymore. And so you turned. Then you're still not saved. I never even thought about things like that. I may have been sick in my life, and I was, but that was not in my thought process. What was in my thought process was, you can do something about my life. I didn't even know the heaven-hell part much, theologically. I just knew life was hell, and he could do something about it. So I basically turned to him saying, I'm trusting you to save me. And I wasn't just saying, I'm trusting you to save me from hell so I can go to heaven. I'm trusting you to save me from me. And in turning to him, I turned from me, because that's the real issue. If grace has a face, sin has a face too. And you see it when you look in the mirror. Self-effort. Repentance can't be promising. That's just another act of self-effort. You're not going to do that anymore. And you're going to try to turn from it. You may never want to do it again. If you're a Christian, you don't want to, though you may. You don't sin by nature anymore. You sin by choice. You have a new nature. You're in union with Christ. But the only way to get, Jesus said, I love Colossians 2, said, the same way you received him, walk in him. How'd you receive him? By looking to him. How do you walk in him? By moment, turning from your own self-effort, self-ways, but not turning from, but turning to. And then in turning to, you've turned from. And looking to the Christ who lives in you to save you now from who you are, just as you looked to him all those years ago when you first became a Christian, and you turned to look to him to save you from what you were. And it's that way. That's the way the Christian life lives. That's repentance. Turning to. How you turned to God from idols. In the process of turning to God, they turned from idols. So is repentance about changing your mind? Yeah. I can't deal with this. And I can't fix it. You may not say all that, but you're like going, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, and I can't, in my own strength, do anything about it. Thanks, Lord. The one who died for me now lives in me to save me by his life. That's what it says in Romans 5:10. Having been saved by his death and now in the kingdom, how much more will he save me by or in his life? So repentance is always turning to the Savior. Turning to. And in the process of turning to, you get delivered from. That's the ministry of John the Baptist. It prepares the way of the Lord, the turning to. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.